This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Mayor Bill de Blasio is expected to unveil his affordable housing plan on Thursday. He's made it clear from the start of his term that housing is paramount to his overarching mission to address income inequality in New York City. He's already pledged to create or preserve 200,000 units of affordable housing in a decade. That would be more than the pro-development Bloomberg administration was able to accomplish in 12 years. Joining me to talk more about the affordable housing blueprint is WNYC's Janet Babin. Janet, tell me what you expect the administration to unveil Thursday.
Well, Amy, City Hall is not commenting, obviously waiting for its big reveal, but I've been speaking with dozens of stakeholders from the development community, affordable housing financiers and advocates, as well as inside the administration. And what we're hearing the plan will include is several items. First, there's likely to be this component of mandatory inclusionary zoning, meaning that developers will have to include a set amount of affordable housing if they want to build. And it's likely that they're going to have to build up to 30% affordable units instead of 20. We're also hearing there could be a change in the tax rebate programs that developers use to create affordable housing and housing. And a large component of the plan is expected to be preservation. It's also very possible there could be a resurrection of this idea of building housing on NYCHA or Public Housing Authority properties. And we are also expecting, Amy, the possibility that there could be some change to zoning laws that would make it easier for developers to go up higher and create more units, you know, more height, more density, probably near transit hubs or near the avenues.
Taller buildings, more density, that's not going to go over well with neighborhood community boards. How are they reacting?
Well, we knew from the beginning that's where the tension was going to be with this plan. I mean, communities like Sunset Park are already creating landmark communities to protect neighborhoods from potential upzoning that would increase height and density. But the administration is expected to ease those fears by stressing it's going to build consensus with neighborhoods and it's not going to be changing zoning laws without talking to them first.
What does the development community think of this?
Well, I'm told by some development sources they're eager. They want to get going. You know, they want to see what's in the plan so that they can figure out how to work with it. And they seem to think that the administration gets it, Amy. They're not as nervous as they were when Bill de Blasio first took office.
What do developers want to see in the plan?
Well, something both market rate and affordable housing developers agree on is they want to see improvements at the New York City Department of Buildings. They're hoping for a more streamlined process there. Also, developers want help with construction costs. They want a citywide project labor agreement for affordable housing. They want price breaks on city-owned sites. They want help on taxes with tax abatements. And they want straight-up subsidies. But that's all they want.
That's all. Yeah. That's a pretty lengthy list. What about affordable housing proponents? How are they reacting?
Builders and financiers of affordable housing want the city to devote more money to affordable housing. So we're expecting to see possibly reflected in the city's capital budget an increase in allocations for affordable housing.
Do you think we'll see any out-of-the-box thinking in this plan? As I mentioned at the beginning, this was something that Mayor Michael Bloomberg strove to address for 12 years.
Well, that's what people are waiting to see. And, you know, I wanted to figure out what would that kind of idea, this out-of-the-box thinking on affordable housing, look like. So I called up James Allworth. He's a former fellow at the Forum for Growth and Innovation at Harvard Business School. The group looks at how cheaper, disruptive innovation can be applied to all kinds of world problems. So I figured, hey, housing, maybe he's got some ideas. And he says, Allworth says it is possible to disrupt affordable housing, but we do have to think of a way in New York City, especially where land is so tight, we have to think of a way to get more out of our land and or our developments, the ones we already have.
Is there some way that you can increase utilization rates, whether it's micro apartments or something like that, such that you build in a scalable cost advantage there?
So that scalable cost advantage would be somehow making affordable housing cheaper. Another way to do that some cities have thought of is to create low-income housing out of shipping containers or to use modular construction to cut costs. And that's something that Forrest Sidney Ratner has been trying to do at the Atlantic Yards project in Brooklyn, but it's not going so well. There are some glitches there. Maybe they're working that out, and that's the kind of innovation that might be what's needed if the mayor is going to accomplish this ambitious goal.
Living out of containers. Thank you, Janet Babin.
Thank you, Amy.